This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1859, advice about getting advice in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you ever feel like you want to ask someone for advice, but you aren't sure how to phrase it in English? Today, get our best strategies for seeking help and insight and learn the exact phrases you should use.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, Michelle? How's everything today? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I am feeling good. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm great. I'm happy to be on the mic. We're on video today, too, so our listeners can actually go over to YouTube and see us recording this. It's always fun to be on video and adds a different element to the show, right?
Definitely, for sure. I know. I always find myself, if we're on video, sometimes I'll sort of make a gesture to, you know, that maybe I wouldn't have otherwise, you know?
Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Sure.
Or to teach something, like, you know,
yes.
It can be a tool. So
it can be a tool. Mm-hmm. For sure.
So, Lindsay, today we're going to be talking about life advice. We're getting really deep today.
Oh, I like to go deep. I think our listeners like to go deep too, right? Because we're only here once on Earth. Let's live a good life, right?
I like it. So, Lindsay, as our listeners may know, if they've caught a couple episodes, well, currently I'm about to have my second child.
And so exciting.
Yeah. And I find myself asking a lot of people for advice, right? So I realize that this is a, you know, I'm sure our listeners, it doesn't have to be, this isn't all about babies or anything, but
yeah,
something that's going on in your life that you need to ask people about. I mean, and guys, we're talking today more about like personal advice, right? Maybe your personal life. I mean, it could also maybe work for work, but I'm kind of hitting on the personal stuff today.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the big keys is ask the right person.
Yes.
Because you're going to get different advice depending on who you ask. And it's always going to be based on their perspective. That's the thing you got to remember, right? Mm-hmm. Like the advice you're going to get from someone is always based on them, usually more than it is about you.
True.
You know, because that's what they have to give. You know, I mean, right. Some people are better at seeing your situation than others.
Yeah.
But it's always going to be a little bit of them in their advice.
That's true.
The thing.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? And I want to, I just realized that a common mistake I hear from students is with advice, right? It's never advices.
Yes. Good one, Michelle.
Right?
I love it.
So
guys,
let's just point that out. Yeah, mm-hmm. Guys, this is super important to remember. Try and get it out of your head now because this is uncountable advice, right? We have like a piece of advice or something, right? But mm-hmm. We never say like, oh, I want some advices, right? Just advice.
Yes, I love that, guys. Write that down. Remember that. Stop that bad habit today.
Yes. So today we're going to talk about the best way to ask for life advice, like some things you can do, some things you can say. Lindsay, do you ask a lot of people for life advice?
Yeah, I do. A lot of different people. I tend to focus on one or two people that I'll ask for advice, but I ask them a lot of things. Like I ask for advice a lot, which is not to a lot of different people. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Is there somebody who stands out in your mind that like you ask for advice from?
I think my parents. I do go to my parents a fair amount still. I still feel like in some ways they kind of help me out.
Yeah.
Although they're getting older, right? So, but they still have lived a long life and they've made all the mistakes. So I try to feel it out with them, you know?
Yeah. I get a lot of advice from my parents. I think I also get a lot of advice from my brother. I think family is, you know, definitely good for that. I would say my cousin, I'm very close to. She gives me a lot of advice. So yeah, cool. Good stuff. So we're going to be talking about this today, but before we do that, Lindsay, we want to remind our listeners, guys, head over to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And there you can find out your level now. So you can take a quiz, you'll get your fluency score and you get resources for that level.
Yeah, go for it, guys. All right. Well, let's get into the vocabulary today, Michelle. So, I mean, well, first a little advice, right?
Advice about advice.
Okay.
Actually, that could be a good title.
That could be a good title, yeah.
Well, so one is when you're asking, you know, you want to be genuine. Like, you want to let that person know that you are really taking the time to ask them and you are sincere, right?
Yeah, I love it. Be genuine for sure. Because if they're going to really think about a good response, they need a good question from you. Mm-hmm. So being genuine and then be honest about what you don't know. You know, if you got to be a little bit transparent when you're asking for advice. Right, Michelle?
Right. And I think one thing that's probably frustrating to someone who's giving advice is if like I ask you for the advice and then you're giving me advice and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that. I know that. I know, you know. It just becomes like, well, why did you ask me?
That's a good point. Yeah, for sure. So try just even if they're saying something to you that you do know, just don't say it. You don't need to say that. Right. But there is a compulsion to be like, oh, I understand that. I get it. Right. There's a certain compulsion, I think.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, and the other thing that's important is, of course, really listening. If you ask for the advice, you better listen to what that person is saying.
Yeah, you better listen and then share what you're worried about.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Exactly. So with these caveats in mind, Michelle, good vocabulary word for today. By the way, caveat is a good one. Caveat. Uh-huh. Let's get into it. So what should our listeners say when they go to that person?
All right. So one thing you could say is, what's the best way to, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, what's the best way to prepare a child for a sibling?
Oh, yeah. And so in this case, what I was saying before, it's important that you ask someone that has two kids, right?
Right. Exactly. Someone who's had that experience so that, they can help you out.
Definitely. Two kids or more. I mean, someone that has one kid, you know, I have heard it's hard to go from the first to the second. They say that even with two dogs, it's hard to go from the first to the second. Pets or anything. So they wouldn't quite have that experience. They wouldn't quite understand fully.
Right.
Right. For sure. Okay. Here's the next question. What's the best way, for example, okay, this is the example, Michelle. Yeah. What's the best way to prepare a child for a sibling, as you said, or what's the best way to decide on a city to move to? Okay.
Right. Exactly. So lots of different things that, I mean, we're getting advice about all the time. And then
I was just going to, as opposed to saying like, which city should I move to? Right. Which would be more productive to say, hey, I'm thinking about moving to a city. You know, what should I think about? What's the best way to make this decision? Instead of saying, oh, what do you think about New York versus LA?
Right. It's a different kind of question that's useful in its own way.
I think it's more useful. Yeah.
Good. So another thing you could say is, I feel, and this isn't, we're not doing only questions. This part has half and half. So here we go. Yeah. I feel really X about this. Can you give me some tips? So describing how you're feeling and being honest. So I feel really uneasy about this. Can you give me some tips?
Yeah. Or I feel really out of my league. That's a good bonus. Mm-hmm. I feel really out of my league about this. Can you give me some tips?
Right.
What does that mean? I think we've covered this once before on the show.
It's funny because now I'm like second guessing myself, but out of my league, you know, is often used to talk about some sort of dating or like,
or
a job or something like that. Hold on. Is it out of my league? Is that what I mean to say? Or do I mean to say?
No, I think you're right. I think you can use out of my league for both. Okay, you're trying to date someone that, you know, she's or he is out of my league, right? That's saying that person is way beyond what who you could be dating or should be based on their looks and status. Or, hey, I'm out of my league here. I think you could say that for work. Or in over my head is
maybe
the other one that comes to mind.
Yeah, in over my head. That's a good one, too.
I think league is kind of the idea of like people, like, yeah, maybe we change that to in over my head.
Yeah, I'm in over my head. Yeah, something didn't seem right there. I think I just popped one in there.
She popped one in, and that's okay. We'll just swap that out right now, and we'll revise our advice for our listeners.
Yes, exactly. Or you could say, I feel really unsure about if I should move.
Yes.
And then instead of how can you give me some tips, you could say something like, how did you know it was the right move for you?
Yes.
Right. So maybe somebody lives in a city and you're thinking about moving there and that's why you're coming to them. And so something like that.
Yeah. I think that these are smart questions because you're not exactly asking what should I do?
Right.
You're asking how did you figure out what to do? And then you want to apply that advice to your situation, which I think is so much better.
Exactly.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right, let's go through a couple more things. So the next one is, what was it like when you X?
Good. So an example would be, what was it like when you had your second child? I like this one, Michelle, because it's broad. Mm-hmm. It's not a yes or no question, or it's very broad. They could say pretty much anything. So you're going to get a more true response. Right.
Right. And you're not necessarily saying like, give me advice right here. You're saying like, oh, what was your experience? And either they'll give you like a direct piece of advice through that story, or you'll be able to gather something and learn something from their story.
It's also a real connection skill here because saying what was it like gives people kind of open range to share good memories, to reflect on something that's really important to them in their life. It's kind of nice because you're just saying share a memory, share something with me, right?
Right. Or what was it like when you first moved to Austin, right? So just asking for those experiences. I like this question. I see this a lot. What is one thing you wish you knew before?
Yep. What is one thing you wish you knew before having your second child, right? For example, I know this is really on your mind now, Michelle, right? Because you're right on the cusp of this and this is going to be your reality, right?
Yes. What is one thing you wish you knew before relocating?
Yeah. Or what's that famous expression? Like, what would you say to your younger self? You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
What would you say to your like 25-year-old self about your 20s and 30s or something?
Right,
yeah.
Right. Exactly. And then of course, ask follow-up questions. So should we do the role play?
Yeah,
and then
I like that, Michelle. We don't want to overload our listeners with too much.
Yeah, we got a lot of that, more than I realized. Yes.
We got a lot here. Let's go to the role play and then we'll go back a little bit and we'll play around and go from there. Okay.
Yes. Here we go.
Yes.
All right. So here we are, friends, and you are asking me about transferring schools. So you're in college. So Lindsay, I know that was something you dealt with. You thought about transferring schools.
I did. Absolutely. This is applicable for sure. So here we go.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. I really like it, but it may not be the right school for me. What's the best way to decide if transferring is the right move?
Well, Lindsay, there's no easy answer, but you really have to research and do some soul searching.
Yeah. What's the best way to start researching schools?
Well, join some social media groups and ask around. That's what I did.
So you think it's a good idea to contact people ahead of time at the schools?
Yes, make some connections.
That's a good idea. I really feel unsure about what to do. Can you give me some more tips?
Sure. Definitely visit more schools, Lindsay, and look into their programs. Find out about the social life, because that's huge.
Well, what was it like when you transferred?
Well, it was a little lonely at first, I'm not going to lie. But after a few months, I knew this was the right thing for me.
Oh, thanks so much. Oh, man, I'm really, you're very patient with all my questions, Michelle.
What can I say? You're welcome, Lindsay.
Did you end up transferring? Wait, remind me again. You didn't transfer, right? You just thought about it too? Or what? Did we have that conversation?
I thought about it after the first semester, like very briefly. But then when I started the second semester, everything fell into place.
Yeah, same thing with me. If our listeners missed it, I was at a school in Virginia, which ended up being a lot, felt smaller than I thought I wanted in my college experience. You know, I thought I wanted the urban life. And so I started thinking about going to school in Washington, D.C., in a more urban campus. But then I got so involved with tennis and just busy. And then I just stayed there. It was okay. It ended up being okay in the end. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, though, when people would transfer out of the school and like, but you know, I remember a few people that I was like friendly with. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, that's true. That is kind of, yeah, because it's hard. Like, how do you even pick a college? You don't know what you're going to want. And in the end, like, it's just 4 years of your life. You're getting your degree and then you can choose wherever you want to live after that.
But it's funny because college does become so much of our identity. Like, you know, for your whole life, it's always like, oh, well, where did you go to college? Like, it's like a huge question.
It doesn't really matter,
but it's always a question that comes up.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that people use it as a question, honestly, just to find out how smart you are. They do. I think people still do that. Like, where'd you go to college? You know, and then, oh, nice to meet you. They may say that. And they say, oh, if you say you went to Harvard, they're going to change their perspective of you. Yeah. I have to admit that that's what, I mean, that is what people are thinking when they're asking that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there are some really strong schools in the U.S. that are small schools that no one would know, but are very rigorous, right? So that's tricky. Yeah.
Right. All right, let's go through the role play. So let's see. You said, what's the best way to decide if transferring is the right move?
Yes. So this is good. Again, instead of saying, should I transfer? Right, which is very hard for you to answer for me. Because that's putting a lot of responsibility and burden on you, too.
Yeah.
Because what if you say yes and then you do and you hate it?
Yeah. Don't put that burden on me, Lindsay. Don't do it.
Yeah, I won't. Instead, I'll ask a much smarter question here. And then I say, yeah, what's the best way to start researching schools?
So another, what's the best way to? Guys, we didn't use every expression here, but we used a lot. And then, so this was interesting. So you said, so you think it's a good idea to contact people ahead of time. So this is kind of like a follow-up, like, you know, just kind of summarizing. And
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So you think it's a good idea too. So that's a good thing you could say.
Yep. And then I said, I feel really unsure about what to do. So here we're being honest about our feelings, right? Can you give me some more tips? It feels very aggressive, my asking session here with you.
I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah, I have an appointment.
Bye. No. And then you said, what was it like when you transferred? So you're trying to learn a little bit about my experience and seek comfort or get advice in that way.
Exactly. I feel like if I were having this conversation, I would have asked that question first because you could have gotten the most information on what it feels like to transfer first, you know.
Yeah, but poor order, Lindsay.
I know. Geez, I should really get better at that. So let me ask you one final question, Michelle. What is one thing you wish you knew before you moved to New York?
Ooh, I wish I knew that. I wish I knew that it was going to be, I'm going to go with that line that I heard 100 times. And I think I've talked about on the show, your highs are never as high as you think they are and your lows are never as low as you think they are.
Yeah, that's good.
And just that idea of like, you know, you're going to have great moments. You're going to have, you know, bad moments and just keep on going. And, you know, I wish I knew that it was going to be all right.
I love it. So good. So good. So for any of our listeners that are thinking of moving abroad, right? It's not just New York, that kind of thing. When you're living in a new place, that's the case, right? Mm-hmm. Your highs are never as high. Your lows are never as low. Keep going.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from, but I have no idea. Yeah. But I remember hearing it once and I always remembered it.
Very inspiring, Michelle. Good stuff. So that's the takeaway today, guys. Ask questions, but ask smart questions. Yes. When you're looking for advice. Keep it broad. Give the person a little freedom. Don't put a burden on them to tell you what to do. Right? That's the key.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. All right, Lindsay, this was fun. Have a good one. And I hope you give some good advice and you get some good advice and all that's in between.
All right, Michelle, have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.